Hi, everybody, and welcome to Business Beat. I'm Ian Barrett.
And I'm Erin Hayes.
And this is a very special episode of Business Beat because, Erin, we have an awesome guest.
We have the most amazing guest, super famous, David Ginsberg.
It's been a while. We've been talking about doing this episode for a long time. And unfortunately, this is the last you're going to hear me because it's going to be all David and Erin afterwards. But he's a really great guy, and he's really here to talk about the mission of WICN, and we're excited to have him.
We are. We're going to talk a lot about how he even got here. I mean, we've known him for years. How did he become the GM of WICN?
You don't have to wait because we're going to start talking about it right now.
Welcome back to Business Beat at the WICN studios here in Portland Street. Today, we're going to speak with David Ginsberg.
I am the guest on Business Beat.
You are.
As well as the producer of the show. So.
And the GM.
And the GM of the radio station. That's multiple hats.
We wanted to take a minute and really talk to you about WICN and where it is now, where you see it going, kind of everything.
Absolutely.
But first, this isn't your first radio show.
It is not. It is not. So I have a background in radio. I worked in commercial radio in Boston for a number of years at WBOS. Did some consulting work as well, WUMB, which was across the street, great non-commercial station as well. And I was out of radio for a long time, about 11 years. And I got a call a year and a half ago, a little more than that, from a mutual friend of Amanda Carr, who was the former executive director at WICN, that said, ICN is looking for a part-time GM. Do you know anybody that's interested? And I said, I might be interested. Huh. So I met with Amanda, who was terrific. And Amanda had really done a great job in bringing ICN back from the brink and putting the station back on very solid footing. And she deserves a lot of credit for what she had accomplished in her time here. Amanda and I met. I thought I was coming in for a half an hour interview. I was here for 2 hours. We had a great conversation. I realized, there's a really good dynamic between the two of us. I got the job after a long hiring process. And for me, it was, and I love radio. I loved being back in radio, but more so, I'm a Worcester native. And it was the chance to work. First, if you told me 30 years ago, I'd be working in downtown Worcester. What are you, crazy? To be able to work in downtown Worcester, work for my hometown radio station, is really a thrill. It's an honor. And it's been a great experience to help take this little gem of a radio station and help to further its growth, solidifying our position. We are the only NPR affiliate in Worcester. We have a lot of new residents in Worcester. This is your NPR station. We are listener and member supported. We have underwriters that support us. And we are here for the community. We're in our WICN Studio 50, which is a beautiful recording studio that you can, at a very affordable rates, record professional broadcasts, make records, record podcasts, record your audiobook, whatever you want to do. It's really a thrill to be here.
So what did you see? I'm going to go back to you saying, I might be interested. What what did you see in WICN that made you stop and say, hey, I don't know, let's talk?
Yeah.
What was your thought there?
It was two things. And candidly, I wasn't all that familiar with the station prior to that. Mm-hmm. One was I love radio, and it's kind of in my blood. I'm a radio guy. I love the environment. I love the sort of non-traditional workplace right. environment as it is. Yeah. You've got some familiarity with that.
Yeah, former newspaper.
Yeah. It's not your typical workplace, and it is part of who I am. And then I thought to be in this is my hometown. I live here. I've invested in Worcester. To have a chance to lead the station forward into the 2020s and help us grow further, continue the evolution from being this small sort of chugging along station to being a bigger player in the marketplace was really a challenge they wanted to take on. And that's been that was a big part of the lure. And then working with a team. Most of our hosts are volunteers, and they're doing this because they love being on the air and the music they play, but they're not here because they're making any money. There was a high appeal to me that people are passionate about what they're doing. I want to be around passionate people. I'm passionate. I talk fast. I think fast. I'm aware of it. I want to be around people that share that passion and want to make this thing happen.
So when you started at WICN, you had programming in place. Talk to me about the programming in place and what you've sort of done to not change it necessarily, but augment it.
Sure. So one of the unique things about the station is that our hosts choose their own music that they play. So unlike most commercial stations where it's all centrally programmed and there's no deviation, all of our hosts choose their own music. And I've gone, as the program director, I've worked with them on coaching their mic techniques and on our presentation of how we position the station in how to construct a show that flows a little bit more efficiently than it might have otherwise. But we've also added a lot of new programs. We have new talk shows. Our Business Beat is a great example of this. So, when Steve Jones left the station, you and I and Ian met and said, what can we do that's going to be cool and make a new show out of this that's going to be vibrant and something we can use for multiple purposes? And here we are. There's other talk shows in development. Our friend Josh Croak, who was on a few weeks ago, is going to be doing a talk show for ICN. So I'm spilling the beans on that a little bit. Yeah, we're excited. adding more of the NPR-ish feel. Our talk shows that air on Sunday nights, a lot of them are going to now air during the week in the spring of 2020 and start going forward. So we'll have more of that NPR, traditional NPR feel for the radio station. And then growing our community presence. And really, we want to, for the station has long been the champion for arts and culture in Worcester, but never really said, we are the voice for arts and culture in Worcester. We are that, and we want to be as supportive as we can. We work with a lot with Arts Worcester, the Worcester Art Museum, a lot of the community foundations across the city, because we want to champion the fact there is a renaissance happening here. This is a great place to live and work and raise a family, and we want to be central to the culture of that community.
And part of that renaissance. I mean, you have had some really great events here recently. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are in this beautiful studio. Why don't you talk a little bit about what the studio is and what it can be.
Sure. So Studio 50, up until a couple of years ago, this room was just kind of used for storage. So Amanda spearheaded this. The room is acoustically designed, so you can hear it, you know, not in my voice so much, but you can hear it in the room here, how warm the room sounds. Mm-hmm. We have, thanks to a very generous donor, our control room is fully kitted out. This is a professional recording studio with an unlimited multi-track digital Pro Tools professional level studio. We can record anything from a single solo singer to a full band. We've done live recording. So as an example, a young man named Cam Campbell, who has a trio, he's a high school student right now. He is applying to Berkeley and Juilliard, and he got into both of those schools. He wanted to record a demo in front of his family, and we set it up, and he recorded his demo in Studio 50, and he's now going to be matriculating at Berkeley in the fall, which is an amazing accomplishment for him. We offer very affordable rates. Again, we can record a podcast. Powwow Worcester, which is a great arts organization, did a live podcast recording here in August. We had 40 people in the room here. We did our holiday jazz jam concert for the station. In December, we went a little bit over capacity. If the fire department's not listening, right?
I don't think so, no.
Good, thank you.
Yeah.
So a live three-hour broadcast in the room here with food stations in the hallways and outside that. And it was a way to bring people into the station that have never been here before, hadn't been to the printer's building, hadn't been downtown in a long time, and go, wow, this is really something. This is an amazing experience. And we're able to do all of those things from this room. And again, for the community, if you want to record your album, whether it's rock, jazz, blues, hip-hop, whatever you want to do, we're equipped to make that happen for you at a very affordable rate and still get a professional recording session done. You can do your podcast, you can do your audiobook, whatever you want to record here. You can do, if you want to host an event here and do a cocktail party, you can do that too.
That's actually really amazing. I wasn't aware of that. Let's just have a business meet party then.
That's right.
Yeah,
well, let's get on it.
All right, or tomorrow. in talking about being part of the community, you offer an excuse to come downtown.
That's
and
right.
to and try your hand at some of these artistic ventures, which mm-hmm. is really interesting. You mentioned your studio. You said to me one time you're going to offer classes or
yep.
So can you talk to me
sure.
about that?
So we Ben Young, who hosts a show called Artistry of Jazz on Thursday nights rather on WICN and has taught at Lincoln Center, Jazz Lincoln Center for 25 years, is now part of WICN's family and teaches a Jazz 101 course. And we host it in this room, in Studio 50. So you'll come in, and it's not like a college course where there's grades and papers. You come in, you listen to music, you talk about music, and then you leave, and there's no homework. So it's a very laid-back
great.
Environment. But we have adult listeners that are big fans, members of the station that come. We have grants now that we can help to cover the cost for high school kids to come in and take the courses. So we'll do Jazz 101. We've now started doing semester-long courses. Semester's 8 weeks on single topic, single artist. So we did an 8-week course on John Coltrane as an example. We did an 8-week course on the big bands. So if you're new to jazz, it's a great way to come in and get introduced to the music in a very comfortable, relaxed atmosphere in a room designed for your listening experience. And it's another way to help. The classes are open to the public. You can sign up online. It's very inexpensive to do so. We have grants that will cover high school kids, as I mentioned. It's another way for us to help extend our commitment to the city. We also did a Youth in Harmony program and a recording program for high school kids through a grant that was given to us very generously. We had a group of high school kids here every Saturday for 6 weeks, learning everything from setting up mics to using Pro Tools audio and mastering, and they walked away with the ability to go and make a record.
That's amazing, especially considering how the arts just keeps getting cut in
yes.
schools. I mean, you are able to augment the youth's experience.
That's right.
And you said, how do you get to communicate with the school system or the kids? How do you draw those people in?
So we have a contact at South High School, a woman named Janetta Smith, and South High School has a student music program, a youth orchestra. So through her, we've been able to do the outreach to the schools. We have our instrumental partners program. So people can donate old musical instruments. So if you're cleaning out your house and your kids have moved on, you find, you know, we've had a lot of recorders donated to the station.
I
a couple
bet.
Of, yeah, a few accordions. a lot of trumpets, a lot of guitars. Those, no matter what condition they're in, we then give them back to the school system so kids can learn to play, and the instruments are free to them to use. And then those kids come here and they can record. We teach them recording, and we'll actually do a recording session with them so they can record their youth orchestra for the schools under the WICN Studio 50 umbrella.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
We're going to take a little second out of this interview to talk about why local radio is so important and what makes a station like WICN so important to a place like Worcester. Radio is an oasis for a community. One of the oldest technologies that exists is actually radio, and it's something that your grandparents and great-grandparents listen to. It's what brought them together, and it's wonderful that in this day and age, this is still a tool that a community can use to stay connected. What's great about the programming here at this station is that they have the full gamut of music with the full gamut of topics with DJs from all over that bring real expertise to it, and they also reach out to the community and become part of the events that go on. In the case of Arts Worcester, they're directly involved with some of the events that are happening, and you'll see more involvement going forward. So you need to get involved with WICN, and you should tell WICN what you're interested in so they can promote you. That's what it's for. It's really rare to have a pulpit like this or a soapbox like this or a place to speak from, and that's what makes this station so wonderful. And it's something that as we go forward becomes more rare, and it needs to be treasured by this community. So the fact that we're here talking to business leaders about what they're doing and sharing this information with you, you can be doing this too. And now back to our interview.
I keep saying it, Studio 50 is beautiful. And you can do a variety of different programs here. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about how I can, you know, I want to start a podcast. What are the steps?
So have a really detailed idea written out. We typically want people to have at least 3 episodes on paper, spec'd out, a full outline of what you want to cover, what's your topic, so that you want to make it tight and concise so that it's not a meandering thing that people are going to tune out in a minute. So we ask people to have at least your first 3 episodes outlined. Who are your co-hosts? Who's going to lead? And have you ever been in front of a microphone before? If not, we'll show you, because if you haven't, there's a certain way you want to use the microphone, right. Use the equipment. And then what's the cadence you want to release your podcast on? You're planning to do this. If you're going to do something on a weekly basis, you need to commit to doing it on a weekly basis, and production can take longer than you might expect. So where do you want to, how often do you want to publish? Do you have a website? And then where do you want your, because you want your podcast to reach as many people as possible. Are we publishing it to Apple and Stitcher and Google Play and so forth and at WICN? We can do that for you at a very reasonable rate. We can publish through a platform we have and get all that information out there for you so that it's soup to nuts covered.
So it sounds like you offer producing help as well. I mean, that's not something when you go to any of the garage places for podcasts, that's you basically just get a room and you can press the record button and you talk, but you give a little bit more than that.
If you record your podcast, you're a professional engineer on site who will set everything up for you, record you and hand you your finished podcast when you're done on a thumb drive. We can also do the mastering for you. We have the equipment here to do so. So we can do the mastering and add whatever sound effects, any other compression, any intro music you want to have involved there, we can do that for you as well. Again, we want to make sure that we can cover the gamut, and it's still inexpensive. We also are working with a number of local agencies now because corporate podcasting has become a big driver. As you know, everyone wants to get in the game and sort of extend the brand. So we're now working with agencies that are bringing in their clients to record here. Same thing, the engineer is here. We make it as professional as we can and make it seamless for them so that for their clients, they're impressed too. The agency can then turn to the client and say, wasn't that great? Let's continue to do this and produce these for you on a biweekly basis.
To me, it just makes sense. I mean, this is what you do for a living. You're That's a radio station. So why wouldn't people come here first?
That's right. And for Worcester, you know, there's other recording studios in the area for sure. Mm-hmm. We're very competitive cost-wise, but nobody has a room like this with this level of acoustics. The level of equipment that we have, the digital equipment we have here, we can also do your mastering. So if you record an album, we can do the mastering here as well. It's not just the raw tracks. We can do everything and finish it for you here. And who knows, you might end up on the air on the radio station while you're at it. The studio is right there.
Yeah, it is right there. I mean, I can see them recording as we speak. What do you see in the next 5 years? What will WICN look like in the next 5 years?
It's a great question. I think we're always evolving, and we'll still be a jazz station for sure. We're going to continue to add more of the non-jazz. We call ourselves Jazz Plus. We're going to continue to add more of the plus shows on nights and weekends while maintaining the jazz that you've come accustomed to hearing. I think as the world evolves, we become much more of a multimedia approach. So we'll do more live broadcasts from Studio 50 separate from what we're doing on the air. So you might see us doing live events on Facebook Live or on YouTube Live, for example. I think I would love to see this recording studio become a 24/7 operation. I think that would be ideal. And I ultimately, we're an NPR affiliate, and I would like to see WICN become a full NPR member in the next couple of years as well. I think there's a value in that. As the city grows, we want to really hone that position as being the only NPR affiliate in Worcester, in central Massachusetts and Worcester, and that we're not just cookie-cuttering what's being done in other NPR stations in Boston.
Yeah, you're doing something completely different.
Right.
I think it's so interesting, and I mean, it's part of the reason why, you know, Ian and I, Media Boss, is involved with WICN is because in a time when there are layoffs in the radio business again and again, you're here with this radio station and growing it. And I wonder if you could talk to that a little bit.
Sure. You know, so unlike most commercial stations where we depend, most of our income comes from member donations and the sustaining members that contribute every single month. We do our on-air fund drives four times a year. And then we have a development director now that is also seeking grants to help support capital projects. We need new equipment, you know, which radio is not an inexpensive endeavor at this level. We need to replace some equipment. So we have a development director who's handling a lot of those things. And this really is, I talk about the community aspect of this because we are so reliant on our members for support and our underwriters. So we don't air commercials. We have underwriters that we thank them for their support. And they, you know, they buy a schedule, but it's a very cost-effective way to go. In a time when commercial radio is struggling through layoffs and high debt margins, we're able to continue to operate very leanly and still offer a high-quality product, very locally oriented. So if something happens locally, we can be on the air in a minute talking about it versus something centrally programmed that they can't, you know, update you on the weather that's happening or a traffic event or a major breaking news piece. And that's a key part of who we are as well.
I mean, and you're right here in the downtown.
That's right.
Bring me through sort of the changes, the recent changes. I mean, everyone talks about the Renaissance and everything, but I want to know how that kind of ties into WICN here.
Sure. The most succinct way I can summarize it is it used to be someone say, where you're from, you go, Worcester. And now it's like, yeah, from Worcester. And they look at you like, you know, like, wow, man, that's great. It's such a cool city. I've heard so many great things. I think for ICN, we reflect a bit of that, and that we do, and I've stressed this to the staff, and they'll tell you, I talk about it every day, really the pride of ownership, the pride of being local, the pride of being a Worcester radio station, and we're in the heart of downtown Worcester, which is going through so much positive change, and we have partnership with community organizations so we can help support, we can address the critical issues of a growing city as well, from affordable housing to infrastructure and traffic and so forth. And we provide a vehicle for all of those people. We have them on the air a lot. We have issues shows. We have our fund drives. We have Second Voices on. People can come in and talk about what's happening in their domain of the city. And as a result, WICN becomes part of that thicker fabric. And we hear from listeners all the time that say, you know, my dad was a contributor for years and he just passed away and he wanted me to let you know that he wants to make one final donation. Then they become listeners. They become donors and sustainers of the radio station. They realize this is ours. This is not some other generic radio station or cultural endeavor that's being piped in from someplace else. This is ours. And there's a real attraction to that.
This is ours. I like that. And that seems like a very Worcester thing to say. I mean, the pride. could argue that anybody from anywhere has pride from where they're from. But I would counter that people from Worcester have a very certain strong pride.
Yes.
Can you talk to me about that?
There is, and I think a lot of it was, for years we always felt like a second tier city because there was always this competition with Boston, and then Providence had this major renaissance, you know, 10, 15 years ago, and it became, why aren't we catching up to them? And then it seemed like Hartford was gonna experience some of that. And now it's happening for us, and for the people that grew up here, that live here, and a lot of people have come back here and been like, well, yeah, Worcester, man, this is ours. We're not, it doesn't feel like we're competing anymore against Boston, against Providence, against any of the other city. We are a hub unto ourselves, and we have a growing and really diverse cultural landmark happening downtown across the city. And I think it's become this pride has been, we stuck it out for all these decades. We toughed it out for all the, about to use a bad word, all the tight years. And now, there's things that are, it's coming back, and now there's, every time I turn around, there's a new store opening, there's a new restaurant opening, there's a new art gallery happening, there's a new theater company opening itself up. That's where the pride comes from. The Worcester Red Sox coming to town is a huge point of pride for the city.
You said two things. You said, why aren't we catching up? And then you use the word competing. And what I love about Worcester is that those two barriers broke off. You guys are doing this your own way.
That's right.
I don't have anywhere to go from there except just the more that we talk to people from Worcester, that's what strikes me about people from Worcester, is it's like they've gone through all that time of trying to catch up or not even maybe they aren't trying to catch up. Maybe they're just being compared.
Yeah.
They're sick of being compared, and they've said, this is the way we're doing it.
Yeah.
And they've succeeded that way.
Yeah, and you see the growth throughout central Massachusetts is we talked off the air, that with housing costs being what they are in Boston Metro West, where it's become unaffordable to buy a starter home, there's people that are coming here now and buying homes because they can afford them and saying, well, they'll still do the commute. And then all of a sudden they're opening businesses in Worcester and the surrounding towns. They're getting jobs in Westboro versus having to drive to Boston or Framingham. And that is paying a dividend as well. People, they come here and they realize this is not what I thought it was going to be. This is something else entirely. And I really like it here. It's the pace of life is still slow enough that I can enjoy myself and yet fast enough that I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything.
So we're just going to take a moment to get into some of the detail about the studio that we're in, Studio 50 at WICN. Studio 50 is located at WICN Public Radio at 50 Portland Street in Worcester, in the heart of the artistically emerging Grid and Theater District, and is now open for business. Full digital recording studio with Avid C24 mixing board and Pro Tools, 24-hour access, acoustic grand piano, and state-of-the-art acoustically engineered live room that can be used for performance or recording. This exciting location resides inside WICN Public Radio, taking you from conception to broadcast possibilities. Producers, engineers, coaches are all on staff. Recording training is available. Take your next project to Studio 50 and be inspired. All right, well, now back to our interview.
We were also talking about just the breadth of retail that's available here.
Yeah.
I mean, it isn't just, you know, Chipotle. And then, throw in another, it's not franchise after franchise after franchise.
It's become, you know, like a lot of cities that gentrify, and I think part of what's benefited Worcester is seeing the mistakes that other cities have made when they grow very quickly, that whether it's affordable housing or the infrastructure can't support, or the zoning laws aren't quite up to where they need to be for the area we live in. Worcester has been very smart about planning that out. I think a lot of credit goes to Timmy Murray and the Chamber of Commerce. I think the Ed Augustus, our city manager, has done a great job in overseeing things so that there is a plan in place and an overarching plan and not just a piecemeal, let's try this, but there's a cohesive theme to it. And as a result of that, it's become very manageable. And to your point about the stores, it's always in cities like this that turn over. The artists come first. They get priced out of Cambridge and Somerville in our case, and they come here and they can buy a live workspace or rent one very cheaply. And that leads to new restaurants opening and people saying, hey, I've always wanted to open a restaurant. I can afford to do so here. Let's go for it. So now we have Dead Horse Hill, which is one of the best restaurants in the state, right down the street from us. We see it with the Kraft restaurant around the corner from us here in downtown. And up and down, there's not a lot of franchisees. It's all locally owned businesses and people that are employing local residents and doing something unique. And they're able to bring their vision to life versus just buying into a franchise, another Chipotle, to your point, or a McDonald's, or whatever the case may be.
And they have WICN just around the corner here to
That's
support
right.
them.
That's right. And we're happy to support as much as we possibly can. So if you have a local business in Worcester, come see us.
Absolutely. Or come on the show.
That's right.
Okay, you've been in Worcester your whole life.
Yep.
Why?
Good question. lack of motivation. in fairness, I did leave a couple times. I lived in Boston on and off when I was at BOS and kept coming back because part of it was family and I wanted to be close to my family and help as much as I could. And some of it was just, for whatever reason, I always liked it here. I hate to say it's comfortable like an old shirt, but it kind of is. It suited me and where I was in my life. And as I got older, not that old, but as I've gotten older, you do, whether you intend to or not, you end up putting down roots, and it became, this is my home, this is where I want to be. I don't want to do the commute anymore. I want to live and work here and enjoy my life here as much as I can, and that's how I've done it. And it's, you know, in the last 5 to 10 years, to see the turnover in the city and the changes here, it really kind of sparked a hope that, you know, this is where I'm going to be in the long term. I own a home here, I work here, I not only do I work here, but I have another business outside of here that I run. And I feel like I've now, John Lennon once said, life is what happens while you're busy making plans for it. And that's kind of what happened. And yet I've embraced that instead of fighting against the tide. I've kind of embraced that notion. And it's a thrilling place to be. The fact that I live 10 minutes from where I work is, I've never had a commute like that ever, you know.
And the fact that you get to stay in Worcester and then now that you're with ICN, do something that you've always loved.
That's right.
Talk to me, tell me about, it's a certain kind of person that loves radio. whether it's, the music or it's the voices or it's just the atmosphere. Why do you love radio?
When I was a kid, my dad was a salesman. I'd go on the road with him. And my dad loved radio. So listening to classical music on the radio, which I didn't love, but I, you know, was forced into listening to a lot of opera as a kid and Broadway stuff. But he would listen to, he had cassettes of old radio shows, the old time like Blondies and old mystery shows. And I was always fascinated by the ability to tell a story through words only and use your imagination to picture everything. And it always stuck with me, and I've always been fascinated by that. I'm also, probably shouldn't admit this on a WICN show, but I'm a huge Howard Stern fan.
Wonderful.
And I've listened to Howard for 30 years. And again, that sense of intimacy as a listener that you get, you just can't get that in any other format. As much as I love to read and movies and TV and stuff, but there's nothing that replaces that one-to-one intimacy and use of the imagination and storytelling as radio has. That's for WICN. Like, one of the cool things we did this past October was we played the War of the Worlds broadcast the night before Halloween on the 81st anniversary of the original broadcast that Orson Welles did. Where else would I be able to do something like that? I want to do, at some point, I would love to do a live radio drama play from Studio 50 on the radio. I can do that at WICN and bring that vision to life and work with some really cool theatrical people to make that happen. That's, how exciting is that?
That is incredibly exciting.
But that's the radio dork coming out. And, you know, I fully embrace it.
Well, so do you have a favorite recording? I mean, are you that radio dork, or is it many?
There's a lot. The War of the Worlds one really sticks out to me. I mean, I have the original vinyl album that my dad had, but the panic, I mean, I know it's been overblown over the years in the history books, but the fact that there was no internet then, there was no TV then, that a radio broadcast scared people enough that they actually thought Martians were invading New Jersey is just, to me, one of the most amazing things. And then, you know, listening to, you know, I'm trying to remember, like, when Reagan was shot in 1981, I was in the car with my dad listening to that when that happened. And hearing John Lennon getting shot in 1980, I have really vivid memories. I was in the backseat of my mom's Buick in 1980 when John Lennon was shot, and their news came on the radio. Like, there was no other medium as intimate and as immediate as that, and that's always stuck with me. The immediacy of radio is just something I know that we all have the internet in our pockets and things. There's still nothing like hearing a breaking news thing coming over the radio.
No, there isn't. I mean, there's a rawness to it.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, but speaking to the intimacy, that's where podcasts have really come in. I mean, they are so popular now, and I think it's because, I mean, it's probably in part to the funding that corporate radio no longer has. But now you can have your own podcast. You can create your own shows. And I mean, that's just...
And whatever topic most fascinates you.
Exactly. Yeah. And you can really delve into it and share it with people immediately.
Right. That's right. If you want to do a podcast on knitting, you know, you can do so. I mean, you know, and they're out there. It's, you know, I love podcasts that, you know, whether it's a mystery or a true crime thing, those are huge. And there's some really good ones out there I'm a fan of. I know you are a fan of a lot of podcasts and, you know, books and stuff. You know, we talk a lot off the air, and it's, you can find whatever interest that it serves. If you want to make a podcast and do something and really put yourself out there, come here. We can help you make it happen.
Well, thank you, Dave. This has been awesome to really do a deep dive into this. And thank you so much for, you know, allowing Ian and I to what we love, which is talk to amazing business people.
Well, thank you so much, Aaron. I got to say, you know, not just saying this for the cameras, working with you and Ian has been a thrill for me. And if you need help, Media Boss is a great company. The work you guys do, the visuals, the creations you put together are really outstanding. And people need to find Media Boss and bring you aboard. So
you hear that? He said so.
That's right. I'm allowed.
Yeah, you are. All right. Thank you so much, Dave.
Thanks, Aaron.
David, sorry.
That's all right.
Wow, that was really interesting. It was really great to talk to Dave. So funny that we never had a chance to do that before.
It is great. I mean, we've known him for years. We've worked with him for years, but I don't think I knew his passion for radio.
Yeah, it's really neat, and it just shows you again why WICN is such a wonderful station. And in a world where things are changing and local radio is becoming more and more scarce, not only are they surviving, but they're going strong, and they're on a mission to really do something for the community.
They are, and they've already done so much for the community. I mean, the events that they've held and this incredible podcasting studio that we record every week in, it's amazing.
Thanks for having us on Business Beat, and we look forward to talking to you guys again next week.
See you soon.